Song of the Sekuliak was composed by UAF Music Department graduate student Emerson Eads.
I actually sing in a university chorus, and one of the guys that sings in the tenor section is Rolf Greidinger, the assistant dean of fisheries. And when he heard that I was a composer, he's like, hey, what have you written? Blah, blah, blah. I kind of interviewed me for a minute, and then he's like, man, you should write something for this. The ship is happening. We need some music for this.
Eads secured a grant from the University of Alaska People's Endowment to pursue the project. He says the gravitas and angst of the piece reflect the importance of the ship to the study of human effects on the natural environment, like global warming. The Song of the Sekuliak is written for trumpet, percussion, and chamber orchestra and features vocal elements by Anchorage-based mezzo-soprano Marlene Bateman.
She represents that whole Mother Earth that you know, wanting us to be stewards of the environment and of the and I really hope that gets across, like that, just that sense of like this is a great ship and we should be excited about it, but oh man, what a responsibility UAF has. What a responsibility the National Science Foundation has, you know.
The Fairbanks Symphony Orchestra will record the 8-minute Song of the Sekuliak Saturday. The 261-foot research ship is scheduled for launch in Wisconsin October 13th. The $200 million vessel will be owned by the National Science Foundation and operated by UAF out of its Seward Marine Life Center. For KUAC News in Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.